Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Live today from Roost Pub and Kitchen in downtown Wilmington, part of the Bardea Restaurant Group. We got a lot to get into. We'll be joined in the 12 o'clock hour, lunch hour, by Jason Avant today. Elliott Shore Parks at 11. Quarterback power rankings on a Wednesday later in the show. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, just remember, if you start your day out with aggression, then you get aggression. You know what I mean?
Well, philosophical. I don't give a shit. Start us off here.
I'm just saying, like, first, I wasn't talking about Kyle, but since we're here, I am talking about Kyle now. Kyle, I'm trying to tell Kyle how we want to start the show, and then Kyle, first thing out of Kyle, I don't care. I don't care. I mean, start. That's how we gonna start today. Hey, we ain't even in the studio and we got beef already.
Yeah, we got beef, but no one here because we're having a great time at Roost Pub and Kitchen. Come on down, hang out, doing the show here from 10 to 2. We got a lot to get into, and we do have our great prize to give away. Combo Con continues. We'll tell you about that. How you can win today's qualifying prize, and of course, be entered for the grand prize. But Hugh, as the days turn and we look forward to the next week in the NFL, all eyes and questions remain about the Eagles' offense. So let's just start here, Hugh. The Eagles' offense. We don't have to lie to ourselves. We don't have to pretend. The Eagles' offense so far this season has not been good. Let's just call it for what it is. It has not been a good offense. It has been, if you want to be generous here, you could say mediocre. If you want,
it has
to be,
not achieved the heights that we expect, yes, from this offense with the talent that we've amassed.
Totally. If you want to be more realistic, you'd say it's been a below average offense. If you want to be blunt, you might say it's been bad at times. They have the worst 3-and-out rate in the NFL. They can't sustain offense. Their passing game is up and down. Their running game has flat out stunk. Those are all the truths, right? They just haven't been a good offense. But we look forward now, Hugh, for the rest of the season. We feel like the defense is coming along. We feel like the defense is finally playing like they did last year, and they look like a Super Bowl defense. The question is, Hugh Douglas, as we look forward to the final 7 games of the regular season and into the postseason, do you expect this offense to get better? Hugh, what are you feeling this morning as we look forward to a Cowboy game on Sunday, 7 games left of the regular season, and hopefully 3 or 4 postseason games? Do you expect this offense to get better?
Yes, and I'll tell you why. I know that there's nothing you can really hang your hat on, but I listen to the guys talk, and they're striving for excellence. They haven't achieved it yet, for whatever reason that might be. There's a lot to digest when it comes to this team. You know, I was reading some blogs yesterday where we were talking about fire Kevin Petullo. He's the problem. You know, and, you know, we talked about yesterday, is Jalen potentially the problem with the stories that came out yesterday? The offensive line's hurt. There's questions about whether or not Saquon Barkley is the guy that he used to be. And yet and still, we're 8-2. Like, that's a fact. And it's been some ugly wins along the way, but this team finds ways to win. So, yeah, I'm optimistic. Still a lot of football left to be played. You know, and as long as you know that that's not your best effort, I feel comfortable in the work ethic that this team has displayed over the past, and I feel comfortable in the coaching staff and things that they're going to try to get this fixed.
So ever the optimist, Hugh Douglas. So I gotta be ever the realist
optimistic.
Here. Yeah, I gotta be ever the realist. No, I don't expect it to get better. I think this is what we have. I don't believe this offense this season is going to get significantly better. Now, are they going to have a couple games here or there? Yeah, probably. I mean, they're going to play some bad defenses down the stretch of the season. Washington's defense is terrible. They'll get the Raiders here. I mean, they should have a couple games here or there where they move the football certainly better than they have the last 2 games. I don't think they're going to be as bad as they were against Green Bay and Detroit. They'll be better than that. But do I think this is going to turn into the offense that we wanted it to? I don't. I'm beyond that point. Guys, they've played 10 games. This isn't 3 or 4. I mean, when we're having this conversation, this isn't September or early October. they're going backwards. And as I look at the offense and I look at what they are, here's why I don't expect it to change much. Number one, they're not going to have their offensive line healthy the entire season. Isn't that a solidified now? With Lane out 4 to 6 weeks, and let's hope it is that that's short of time and not even longer. But with Lane out, they're never going to have continuity on the offensive line. They've been in and out, up and down, guys in, guys out. Well, that will now continue all the way until whenever. And again, hopefully they get Lane back for just the playoffs. But they're not going to have any sort of continuity on the offensive line. Kevin Petullo, the firing thing is strong. It's his first season. But he hasn't shown like that he's anything special here as an offensive coordinator. And isn't it alarming to anyone else that they came out of the bye looking like this? You know, usually you come out of the bye looking better. They've come out of the bye looking worse. So, my thoughts on Petullo is, hold on a second. They've come out of the bye looking worse than they have before going into the bye. So I don't have much faith in the coordinator. The offensive line's banged up. Their top receiver, at least as what we thought was their top receiver, doesn't look to me like, from the eye test, that he's got the same juice he used to in A.J. Brown. And Jalen Hurts is probably the same as he's always been, which is up and down, sometimes good, sometimes not. We can say we think it will get better because we want it to, but do you really believe it's going to get better? I don't. I think this is – but why?
Because you're striving for greatness.
Sure, but they were striving for greatness the week before.
Yeah, they were.
The week before that.
Yeah. It's like being – it's almost like being in a relationship, right? And you have issues in your relationship, but you're still trying to work those issues out and still trying to make it work.
Sometimes it doesn't work.
Well, you're right, but I don't feel like that's the case in this one because we've shown that in our relationship that we've had some tremendous heights. We've reached the Super Bowl. We've won the Super Bowl, and we've been dysfunctional up until this point.
Yep.
So you have to believe that deep down that if we work harder at this, that we can work our relationship out.
Yeah,
it'll be smooth sailing.
Oh, smooth sailing. Stop. See, you said last year. At least last year they had one thing they hung their hat on, or really two things. The offensive line was great and the running game was great. And it was just about could the passing game kind of come along as the season went along. And it did. It got there by the end. They had two great passing games in the Super Bowl and the title game. They do nothing particularly well right now. I mean, that's why I'm not feeling that they're going to get better. Now, does this mean the season is over and they can't win? No, because this defense is great. If the offense just protects the football, doesn't turn it over, they're going to have a chance to do some special things. But I don't expect this offense to get better. 215-592-9494. And one more quick thing on the offensive line before we hear from a couple experts here. You know, one of the things they were doing differently here the last few weeks, or tried to, was that six offensive linemen set, right? Fred Johnson coming in. Well, now what? Are they going to have to scrap that? Because Lane is out, so Fred's got to go to right tackle. And unless we want to see Matt Pryor playing half the snaps, I'm not sure they're going to even do the one thing they adjusted to do. Now, I've accepted they are what they are on offense. It's not a great offensive team. It's not a great offensive year. I don't see it. Hugh Douglas is still feeling optimistic. Where do you come down on the offense? Do you expect it to get better? 215-592-9494. Let's hear Dan Orlovsky, ESPN, yesterday talking about the Eagles' offense.
Right now, this is why I say this offense can't win the Super Bowl, is because it's the deadly combination of two things. Way too many three and outs and not nearly explosive enough. Okay, so right now, three and outs, they're the worst in the NFL.
Unbelievable.
I can have you be a three and out offense if you're unbelievably explosive. They're worse than middle of the pack when it comes to explosive plays. Or I can have you just be an explosive offense if you're crazy efficient. But they're neither. And so there's that deadly combination of they either get a three and out or they have like one explosive play a quarter. That's not going to be good enough against teams like LA, against teams like the Seattle Seahawks. It's going to come back to bite them unless they fix it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Well, they're going to need to be better than they have been. That's
I will say this to that. We don't know. We're speculating recklessly. Because I sat here last week, and what I saw from the Detroit Lions led me to believe that this was going to be a much tougher game. So much so that I thought they were going to win. I thought Detroit was going to win this game. This defense was stifling. And as inept as this offense was, they still figured out a way to win. So you mean to tell me that against a team like Matt Stafford, they won this weekend. He didn't light it up. He didn't light it up, but they won this weekend. And you talk about Sam Darnold. We saw what he did, and we know his history. So you mean to tell me you're that confident that in what you see from this team that they can't take both of those teams out? They've already beat one. They already beat one of them.
Sure, sure. They could.
And Sam Darnold in the playoffs, we already know he turtles up.
They could be. Here's my concern with why this is going to be hard to do the way they're doing it. It's hard to win every game like this. It's like the
totally
Phillies.
Agree.
It's like the Phillies with their pitching last year. Their pitching was great, but their offense was an issue. And unless they got better, they were going to get knocked out. And their pitching was great. So I have full faith in this defense right now. Full faith in Vic Fangio. It's 10 weeks, guys. Like, I got to stop holding my breath that they're going to wake up and drop 40 on Sunday, even if it gets defense of the Dallas.
See, this is what I'm going to help you out a little bit. I'm not sitting here thinking they're going to drop 40.
Right.
Give me 21.
21? the bar, Douglas.
You know what? I feel like that last one, the fire hue, is personal. Because me and Kyle had a little bit
at the beginning. Everyone's going to have beef with you. 21?
But what I'm saying is this.
Oh, my gosh.
You've held a team that was averaging 4 points, or whatever it was.
Something
31.4,
like yeah.
Whatever. You held them to, 9 points? Yeah. Come on, man. Defense travels well.
You keep telling me about the defense, not the offense, because you don't want to talk about that.
No. Filibuster.
Just say, no, I'm not filibustering. This is how you remain optimistic, and I'm trying to help y'all out.
Yeah,
you move the line.
This offense has stunk
you
the whole
move,
year.
You move the line.
Yeah, you've totally moved the line.
You don't ask for 30 points. You say, hey, dog, give me two touchdowns. If you give me two teddies, I can work with that.
This isn't the 1998 Eagles here.
Hey, you give me two teddies, we can work with that.
All right. Yeah, we're trying to work with that.
Three teddies?
Let's hear from the guy responsible. Let's hear from the coordinator, Kevin Petula, yesterday talking about his offense.
When we're on track, you know, we do a pretty good job. And if we get off track a little bit, whether it's a negative play or a penalty, that puts us kind of in a hole. We've had some trouble with that. You know, it starts with us as a staff to make sure we're in a good play and we're executing at a high level and we're all detailed up. And then if something happens like a penalty, you know, we got to be able to overcome that. So that's kind of been the thing a little bit. Because we've had opportunities, we just haven't, you know, made the most of them at times.
Yeah, well, that's for sure. They have not. A lot of word salad there from Kevin Petula.
Kevin Petula the mole. Reckless speculating.
You starting at 10? It's 10-12, and you're throwing Petula under the bus. Calling him a mole, but then you see the offense going to get better. All right, 215-592-9490. We're live today from Roost Pub and Kitchen in downtown Wilmington, part of the Bardea Restaurant Crew. Come on down, have lunch, hang out with us today. Do you expect this Eagles offense to get better down the stretch of the season and into the postseason? Kyle, what are you feeling this morning as the Eagles are 10 games in and pretty historic in terms of some of the negative numbers?
Yeah, that's it right there. They're 10 games in, and this just – I'm in the acceptance phase of grieving this Eagles offense. Like,
What phase is Hugh in? Denial?
Denial.
1,000,000%.
Yep. Definitely in denial.
And maybe like bargaining. But this is very clearly who they are.
Yeah.
And who they are is an offense that – right now does nothing well. And if you want to point to the fact that they don't turn the ball over, that's great. That's cute. But you know what else they do that pretty much ends up being a net zero? They go 3-and-out at the highest rate of any team in the NFL. So they might as well throw a ball 40 yards down the field and get intercepted. It's the same exact thing. They're giving the ball back to the defense anyway. So sorry to rain on everybody's parade, but the offense does nothing well. And I just don't understand why anyone would think that all of a sudden in week 12, these coaches and these players are going to have some sort of light bulb moment where they get this whole thing figured out and the offense gets on track. Like, if the Eagles are going to win the Super Bowl this season, they're going to have to do it 2015 Broncos style.
Oh,
that's how they're going to have to do it.
Well, I
mean,
and if they do it, we'll love it, and they could, because this defense with Fangio, I do trust him, and maybe they could find a way to win three playoff games like that. But the fact that we're hearkening back to the 2015 Broncos, where Peyton Manning was playing with one arm.
That's crazy.
I mean, it is crazy.
He was a smart dude, though.
He was 39
phenomenal.
With one arm.
No, that was
They had
that
a
was
wheel
phenomenal.
Him out there on
yeah,
the field.
Did. That defense was phenomenal.
Yeah, what happened to all the offense and the luxury and necessity in this offense? What happened here?
Yeah, well, for whatever reason, we can't get this Lamborghini Hurricane. We can't get it up to speed, man. Yeah. But it's still a nice car.
The when you pull up, fell out, Hugh.
When you pull up to the spot, you still catching eyes and everything.
By the way, speaking of statistics, where the Eagles lead, they do lead the NFC in one stat we haven't brought up. You know what that is?
What's that?
They have the most punts in the NFC. How's that? And you expect this thing to get better. 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phone lines here. Do you expect this Eagles offense to get better? I've accepted this is what they are. It's not a very good offense this year. They're going to have to win with their defense. Chris in Middletown. What's up, Chris?
Happy hump day, man.
Good morning, Chris. How are we feeling?
I'm feeling great, Joe. Hugh Douglas?
Yes.
Don't listen to Powder and Stash. No. They're just hate.
He said Powder and Stash.
New entry to the list. So we got, first of all, we got don't long talk and be yapping at dinner. Then bring your own money, because we all know he's cheap. And then be open to playing with toys when you go home. Because he likes his Transformers. Damn, now we got don't come at him with a glizzy. So just the glizzy thing yesterday, Hugh, was a bit much.
Well, the fact that he broke up mini glizzies, I know it was.
No, the mini glizzies was nice though, but it's like I broke it up. You can't eat the whole glizzy.
Disturbing. It was a mini glizzy.
Yeah, it was.
It's disturbing, guys. Lock in. Can we focus here? Dallas sucks.
That we didn't forget. Chris, we appreciate the phone call. All right, so Chris's rationale is because they're going to face worse teams the next few weeks that they're going to get right here. I do think that certainly should help you. I mean, they're going to face a Cowboys defense that is bad, a Bears defense that is probably average at best. So the next couple games, they should be able to move the football better than they did. But, like, where have we lowered the bar to? Like, Dallas and the Bears, right? These defenses are not as good as
Chicago,
Green
might
Bay
be.
Or Detroit.
Chicago might be they're weird too. They're weird.
Well, they keep
too.
Finding a way to win all these.
Yeah,
close
they
games.
Do. They do. I'm not about to sit up here and say that Chicago beats us, but that could potentially be a weird.
You
game.
Have some bear fear?
No. And you know, I'm watching the Cowgirls the other night, and I'm like, man, could this potentially be a trap game?
Well, you know how I feel on that. It is a potential trap game.
Yeah, it's a lot, but I feel like this team thrives off of controversy for whatever reason.
And, but we said that last week, and they went out there and scored 16 points.
And they won.
But they won because of their defense. The offense had almost nothing to do with the game.
But they won.
Sure, but they could win 10-9 every week. It doesn't mean the offense got any better.
I look at it like this, man. I mean, it's frustrating. No question about it. But as long as you're getting what you're getting, then that's all that shit
well
matter.
So well yeah I mean that's fine, and they could keep winning this way, like Kyle said, 2015 Broncos style, but I'm not gonna just like hold my breath anymore.
21
that the
points,
offense
Joe, if we get 21 points we should win this game with 21
this
points.
Game
no I'm saying 21 points the way that this defense is playing right now
is not
the average, like
I mean, that's not good.
It was better than, like, here's the thing, this is where I've been relegated to. This defense in the last couple weeks has given up, what, like 7 points a game, something like that. Average, like 6-7 points a game, something
sure,
like
yeah,
that. The average, a good defense on any given Sunday, you don't want to give up more than 17 points.
And that's where they were last year to win the Super Bowl.
So, you know, if they keep this up, and defense travels well, and the thing that has me optimistic is that they found this late in the season with some of the acquisitions that Howie had. So, if the offense can muster 21 points, you got a shot to win.
Yeah, you are in complete denial.
not.
Your rationale for why the offense is going to get better is, well, the defense is going to be great.
Well,
that's not the offense.
No, I'm saying, I still think the offense is going to get better. I'm still on that. But until they do, If you can give me 21 points, I'll take that.
Yeah, we might need a poll here to help. Because Hugh, the vote for Hugh is clearly denial. What stage of grief are you in with this Eagles offense, right? I'm in acceptance.
I'm in the river of denial.
You are in complete denial. I mean, like, you are in the river of denial. 215-592-9494. Jeff in Wilmington up on WIP. Hey, Jeff.
I got a question. Is a glizzy a hot dog?
A glizzy is a hot dog. Yeah. And yesterday, so we're at Roost here in Wilmington. They came in yesterday to the studio, Jeff.
The mini glizzies.
They brought us some food, including mini glizzies. And Hugh broke up the mini glizzies as if it was a regular, normal glizzy.
I don't know. I always kind of figured that's what it was, but I thought it might have been something that was like, you know, hopped up a little bit more than just a regular. Just call it a hot dog.
I agree. But Jeff, the issue here is that Hugh can't eat a glizzy hot dog, mini glizzy.
They were like called mini glizzies on the menu. So
yeah, they were. They call them that here. But I mean, he didn't have to break them up. That's the issue.
Break them up, like physically break them up, like he couldn't put it in his mouth.
Yeah, they're too phallic.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right. So I think two things can be true here. I think two things could be true here. One, I think the offense will get better because the schedule softens. But until this offensive line gets healthy, I don't see that much of a change. The defense definitely can hold the fort, but I'm not looking forward to some 30-point outburst for the next three or four games, you know, average-wise. I don't see that happening.
Yeah, so Jeff, so I see it similarly. Like, yeah, can they beat the Cowboys and Bears the next 2 weeks? Absolutely. I mean, they should win the next two games without question. But I don't expect them to drop a 30 bomb. And Jeff, we appreciate the phone call. Even the Cowboys' defense is terrible. It's a bad defense. Now, it's probably a little better than it was 3 weeks ago because they got Quinnen Williams. And they got overshown back from injury, so it's probably a little more competent. But still, I mean, they're not a good defense. The Eagles should. If the Eagles were firing on all cylinders, even if they were last year's Eagles, they would go down to Dallas and score 34 points. You expect that on Sunday?
Nope.
No, I don't.
I don't.
I don't either. And again, Jeff brought up the offensive line. If they were getting healthier there, which we kind of hoped they were, then I'd say, all right, everything flows off of that. We just lost Lane Johnson for 4 to 6 weeks here. 215-592-9494. That's how you get aboard. All right, are you still expecting this Eagles offense to improve this season? I'm not. I've accepted this is what they are. This is what the offense is. Hugh Douglas, living in denial, believes this offense is going to get better here. We got a big prize today for Combo. We'll tell you about it next. And what two former Eagles said about their expectations for this offense the rest of the way. That's how you hop aboard. It is the Midday Show. 215-592-9494 live from Roost Pub and Kitchen in downtown Wilmington, part of the Bardea Restaurant Group on Sports Radio 94. WIP.
I know you've heard me talk about my new tailgate drink, the new Jack Daniel's Tennessee Blackberry Whiskey. It's the real deal, folks. It's bold, vibrant blackberry, softened with creamy vanilla, toasted oak, and just a hint of honey. It'll be a touchdown at your tailgate this season. Jack Daniel's Tennessee Blackberry. Head over to your local fine wine and good spirit stores and pick you up a couple bottles of Jack Daniel's Blackberry to make your own Jack Daniel's Blackberry Lemonade. And remember, always tailgate responsibly.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilly, you guys with us. 215-592-9494 live today from Roost Pub and Kitchen in downtown Wilmington, part of the Bardea Restaurant Group. Come on down, have lunch, hang out with us today from Roost. This place is awesome. We were able to have some food yesterday from Roost here. They brought it to us. It was great. We're excited to be here today doing the show. 11 o'clock, Elliot Shore Parks joins us. At 12 o'clock, the lunch hour, Jason Avant will be live with us here.
Yes.
With a lot to talk about and trying to fix this Eagles offense. Are you still expecting it to get better? I'm not. I've accepted we don't have a great offense this year. I've accepted that. Hugh Douglas is living in full denial over here.
8-2, Joe.
What?
8-2.
Because of the defense.
Well, Joe, it don't matter if it's sure the defense, the offense, if it's divine intervention. This team is 8-2. Like, this is an anomaly. There's no question about it. When you talk about where the Eagles rank in key statistics, they're ranking with teams that have losing records. Like, that's a fact. When you talk about offensive output, you talk about all the other some other offensive numbers that I had in front of me. But offensive output, they're right around there with Tennessee, the Jets, and all some other teams. But the biggest difference between those teams and this team is that we're at the top of the NFC right now for whatever reason, if it's the defense, whatever it is. And that's something that you can't deny.
Well, it doesn't mean the offense is going to get better.
Well, it has to. Because they know the one thing that I've heard for weeks is that this is not sustainable, and at some point it's going to catch up with you. So you have to strive and work to be better. You have to. So that's why I believe.
I believe they're going to strive and work all they want. I just don't think they got it in them. Well, I mean, I can't think. Is there a tangible reason other than they want to that they're going to get better? The coordinator doesn't seem that bright. So let's start there. The coordinator doesn't seem that bright. He had an entire bye.
That's what we're doing.
He had an entire bye to get better, and they've gotten worse since the bye. Right? All the good coordinators, you give them time off, they get better. This offense gets worse. The quarterback is up and down. The top receiver, the perceived top receiver, I don't think could run the same way he used to, right? The running back isn't having a good year. The offensive line's banged up. We just lost Lane Johnson. I can't point other than, and it's a fair point, that we're going to play some lesser defenses down the stretch. That should help, right? Like Dallas's defense, Bears aren't that great of a defense, Washington twice.
Get a chance to get healthy.
Sure, like that's all fine and good.
Uh-huh.
But nothing about the Eagles makes me think they're going to get markedly better. They don't do anything on offense particularly well. I mean, that's the issue.
But the reality is, Joe, that this talent has helped them win games that they normally probably wouldn't win with the way that they've been playing. Like, they've been overly more talented than the teams they're playing.
Yeah, I'm starting to wonder if they're as talented as we think they are on offense. I don't think AJ's the same player he used to be.
Yeah, we've discussed that.
The offensive line doesn't look like it did last year.
They're a little banged up.
Right, so where's the overwhelming talent? Like, Devontae's having a great season.
They still should be in the top tier of talent, like, compared to the rest of the NFL.
Yeah.
You're right. Well, they should.
They should
be
scoring way more. We can have an honest conversation about how talented these guys all really are. They might not be the number one, two, or even top five group in the league, but they should be putting up way more points than they do right now.
They should. I mean, that I agree on. They shouldn't have the worst third and out rate in the NFL. All right, speaking of expectations, let's hear from Mike Quick here, talking about the Eagles and what we should expect from them.
No, I don't think they're unrealistic. If you look at the talent at each position, this should be a top offense. They shouldn't be an offense that's ranked in the 20s in terms of their success on any level. Third down, first down. You know, this should be an offense that's putting up points, that's moving the ball. But you've got to use everything. Jalen's not playing like we've seen Jalen play, like we know that he can play. And, you know, everyone's talking about AJ and the game that he had. It wasn't a typical AJ kind of game. Smitty didn't really get the ball. There's so much that you have right there that they're just not taking advantage of right now. As I said, they'll go to the drawing board this week. They'll try and figure it out. And I don't expect to see what we saw against Detroit again this season. You're going to have those clunkers somewhere along the way. Mm-hmm. I think it starts a fire in you when you have those. And hopefully they come out and play better, play the way that they can play in doubt.
Well, hopefully they do. And he said something there, Hugh, that I was thinking about, like expectations, what we expect the rest of the way. A comparison's come up a lot this year that this looks a lot like last year's Chiefs, right? The Chiefs were bogged down, but the Chiefs won almost every game, great defense, and they got the Super Bowl. The issue is, eventually, Hugh, the Chiefs got smacked by us.
Yeah.
Right? Like, when you keep playing with fire, eventually you get burnt. And that's the concern, because I think the Eagles have the defense to go win the Super Bowl. They have the coordinator to win the Super Bowl. They have the moxie to win the Super Bowl, but they need to be better on offense.
No, no question about that. And I think that's what they're striving for. For whatever reason, man, last week, whether it was forced or not, that offense looked off. the timing, especially in the first couple plays that were ran, it was completely off.
Yep.
And you could say that's attributed to the fact that they were trying to get AJ involved. I don't know.
Well, it felt like that.
Well, we don't know.
But it felt forced, didn't it?
But here's why I don't know that, Joe. Because then, after the game, the quarterback said something like, you got to ask Kevin Petullo. Like you were forced to – it felt to me, and this is me recklessly speculating because I don't know, but it felt to me like he felt that he was forced to do something he didn't want to do. Like, when you answer it like that, you leave me to read it the way that I read it. And the way that I read it was, you just threw it to him, and you didn't really put no effort into it because you didn't want to do it in the first place. Like, that's the problem. When I watched the game last week in particular, it felt like at times, at points during the game, that A.J. was disinterested. And that's why he ran the routes that he ran. I felt at times during the game that the quarterback – just threw it. He wasn't really locked in, which sounds crazy because I can't imagine anybody that's in the position they're in doing that. But that's what it felt like to me. It just felt like, you know, you didn't put the time and effort in to try to, you know, follow through with the player, things like that. So I don't know. But with all that being said, you're 8-2. And the things that you have to fix are small things.
Are they?
I think so. Listen, I honestly believe, when I watch those plays and those plays that I'm talking about, that's just being on the same page with somebody. Like, AJ has been lackadaisical in his route running for the whole season. I think that's a fair assessment. And a lot of times people pointed out that he didn't run hard on certain routes. Mm. Okay, so how do you fix that? Bust your ass on every play. Because you don't know. You don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, well, that should be an easy fix.
That should be an easy fix, right? And Jalen, lock in, like, a little bit more. Try to, you know, you're going to get hit. Try to hold the ball just a little bit longer to help your receiver get open a little bit.
It's 10 weeks, though. Like, I hear you, Joe. At some point, a team is who they show us they are, and they're not a good offensive team.
And my retort to that is, you had 2 weeks to prepare for the Super Bowl, and they didn't look like the team that won the last game in the Super Bowl. Before the Super Bowl.
Well, they did. In the title game, they put up 55 points.
No, but what I'm saying is, Jalen, we thought that the running game was going to be the focal point of that game.
Sure, and it became the pass.
And it was the pass game, so it can happen.
I know, but there's nothing. Like, last year, we knew we had a running game. Maybe you take that away. Did we have the passing game? It was like, we had one. Could the other follow suit? And eventually it did. We have zero right now.
I honestly think it's an easy fix. And I think part of the problem is nobody wants to be honest about how they're feeling about whatever.
Well, I'm being honest. I don't expect the offense to get any better.
We know how you feel. I'm talking about those guys. I think it is.
It's been 11 weeks.
Then why can't they fix
it? Why are y'all yelling at me?
Because we're frustrated.
I'm trying to tell you, I think that's what it is. There's been an elephant in the room that has not been addressed for 2 years. And with that being said, still won the Super Bowl last year.
But this isn't last year. It's not last year.
Before you start jumping all over me, can I finish?
This isn't last year. I mean,
Saquon, 2,500 yards. I'm here trying to be the voice of reason. And this is y'all acting like a bunch of childish individuals.
Voice of reason.
I think this could be fixed. I really do. It can be fixed.
They've had 11 weeks, right? 10 games. Why isn't it fixed? It's getting worse. Doesn't that concern you? Like, they had a bye week. The bye week is where you fix it all. They've come out of the bye week.
Jeffrey came down from the ivory tower and said, stop it.
Yeah, and then what happened? They scored 16 points.
We got a week, though. We got a week to get it right. We got Dallas coming up, man.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's the rationale that I give. We got Dallas.
I got one former Eagle great defender in La La Land. At least I got another one here we could play that is living more in reality. Let's hear Seth Joyner on what he thinks about this Eagles offense.
I think that this football team, they talk all through the first 7 or 8 games, they talk about trying to find an identity because they established their identity in the running game last year. So I think they thought that they had to establish one this year. I would surmise to you that this Eagles offense is what it's going to be. This is their identity. It's not going to change. They're going to struggle to run the football. They're going to have an explosive game every once in a while. Saquon, you know, had, 80-something yards tonight. You know, he'll have some good games, but it won't be anything close to what we have come to expect, you know, because of last year. Jalen's going to have an explosive game here or there, and he's going to have some games, you know, where he's 50% completion percentage like tonight and 130 yards passing. This is who they are.
I agree wholeheartedly with Seth on that. This is who they are. They're going to have a game or two. Like, there's probably one or two more Saquon good ones in there, right? Because he did one against the Giants. Jalen's had three, maybe, good games this year. I mean, three or four, depending on how you want to look at it. He'll probably have one or two more, maybe three more. But primarily, it's not good. I mean, that's the offense this year. They don't block particularly well. They don't run it particularly well. They don't throw it particularly well. I don't think they're very bright in the coaching department. Like, I'm struggling to find how it's going to get better.
That was strong.
Do you think they are? Do you watch this offense and think this is a bright offensive coaching staff?
I think. I
mean, you called the guy a snitch yesterday. You're getting on me for calling him bright. Not bright.
He do it like a snitch, though. That's just the picture. That's me recklessly. Yeah. See, it's different when I say recklessly speculating. I can say stuff like that. You're just outright saying the guy is a bubblehead.
Yeah, well, does it come across as creative?
There's a lot of intangibles that, like, there's a lot that's going on with this squad. Mm. Does he look like he doesn't know what he's doing? At times, yes.
Well, you know,
are the route concepts very simple? It feels like it.
Let's use maybe a kinder word. He looks inexperienced. He
definitely looks inexperienced.
Like, I'm not – Kevin Mitchell's career's not over. Like, he's a first-year offensive coordinator. He might be good at some point. But he looks inexperienced, and it's not like – last year felt turnkey. Like, once they figured out they could run it like that, like, just hand the ball to Saquon, and let's just go win some football games. This year, they can't find anything they do particularly well. Let's go to Derek. What's up, Derek?
Hey, what's going on real quick, man? Listen.
Derek, what's up?
I just don't see how we can dismiss what happened with the Derek Gunn thing. I just think this team could be derailed because of that. Like, remember, like, people say that Jalen Hurts is wired different, right? Kobe Bryant, he was also wired different, right?
Yep.
Right? Remember that one game against Phoenix when some of his teammates, like, rallied against him and said he was doing this, that, and the third, and he sat over in the corner and just – passed the ball and was pouting and this, that, and the third. I just think everybody got a breaking point, and I feel like at some point, Hurts going, he's going to break eventually because he don't get no credit. Like, if the Eagles win, it's because of this, that, and the third. But if the Eagles lose, it's always on him. And for them, like, Nick Sirianni, to me, he does a great job of, like, covering up a lot of stuff. He never throws nobody under the bus. So for somebody from the Eagles to come out and put that out there that, you know, Jalen Hurts is Carson Wentz 2.0, and da-da-da-da-da-da. Like, you don't think that that's traveling around a locker room, Hugh?
Do I think it's traveling around? You know, for the most part, I don't really think guys care what's being said outside the building. Like, outside the building. Like, it's what's going on inside the building. Now, do I think there's rumblings of certain things that Jalen does? Of course. Of course I do think that, but – I mean, man, they're trying to win football games, and I think that supersedes everything else.
Derek, I'm with you in that it's a bad look, and whoever said it to D Gunn and it got out there, it's a bad look. Like, if I was Jalen, I would be really annoyed at that. Yeah. Like, it's ridiculous that they're making this all about him.
Yeah. Before you let me go, look, even with the defense, right? The defense last 2 weeks, like, they've been playing well, right? But I've heard people call in and say, like, oh, the weather played a factor. You know, the Eagles, Jalen Hurts was throwing the ball and the wind was taking it. Well, that goes both ways, right?
It does.
So the same way some of Jalen Hurts' balls was getting lost in the wind, like Jared Goff's balls was getting lost in the wind. You know what I'm saying? And real quick, Hugh Douglas, listen, I know you older than me, right? That glizzy, man, it's a hot dog, man. Let them young boys have that glizzy.
That's
bird,
what
man.
We like, grew up listen,
on hot
listen.
Dogs and baked beans, bro.
Let them young boys
have them skinny
that's
beans.
That's what they call them. That's what they call them.
We gotta let that go, man. We got bald headed with beards and you know what I mean, all that grays and all that. Let them young boys.
It sounds weird, but that's what they call them. They were called mini glizzies.
Yeah, Derek, Hugh's too old for this. I think
I tell you what though, man.
Derek, good phone call.
The mini Lizzie's down here were good though, man. The way that they did it is just the right amount of like the accoutrement.
Yeah.
Like the relish.
How was the bun?
The bun was nice, man.
Yeah.
The bun was nice. That sounds funny. The bun was nice. But it was the right amount of accoutrement. The relish was very tasty.
If only you ate them normally, we wouldn't even talk about
it. It was nice.
Yeah. You might order some more.
I was just thinking that. I might get some mini glizzies.
Who knows? We're here to two at
mini
Roosh's
hot
Pub
dogs.
And Kitchen.
Might get some take home.
Yep. 215-592-9494. Before we go on, we do have ourselves a big prize to give away. Let's do a little combo con.
Combo con!
All right, Hugh, it is time for ComboCon, presented by Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey and Gerhard's Appliances. Today, we're giving away one of our qualifying prizes, which includes, I mean, how about this Jack Daniel's prize pack?
Oh, what we got?
We got the rocks glasses, the umbrella, golf tee pack, playing cards, the Weber grill brush, all courtesy of Gerhard's Appliances there and Jack Daniel's. And if you win today, if you are our, if we choose you as the winner today, you are automatically qualified for our grand prize, which includes a Weber grill courtesy of Gerhard's Appliances, Jack Daniel's Yeti cooler, the Jack Daniel's cornhole set. Thanks to Gerhard's Appliances, the heart of the kitchen for over 80 years, where it's Black Friday all month long with up to $1,000 of rebates, and Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey, where you can find $3 off 750-milliliter bottles of Jack Daniel's Black Label and $3 off 1.75 liters of Gentleman Jack at your local fine wine and good spirit store. So here's what we're looking for today.
What are we looking for?
Well, you're going to like this one for ComboCon. Two words that go together. And really what's why that's on our in our heads is two words that go together on this show lately because of you. More than anything else, you know what those two words are.
Reckless speculation.
Yes, two words that go together seamlessly, like reckless speculation. Best combo we get today of two words that go together wins the qualifying prize and automatically entered for the grand prize. Let's go back to the phone lines here. 215-592-9494. Jim in Bucks County up on the Midday Show. Hey, Jim.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good, Jim.
Okay, I am worried about the offense because we've now had 10 weeks where our offensive coordinator has not adjusted to what the defenses are doing to our offense. Like, every time a team comes and plays us, they're playing their Super Bowl for the season. And we're not adjusting. Even in mid-game at halftime, we're not adjusting. And I don't think our offensive coordinator has enough experience or intelligence to do that. Like, last year during the bye, Sirianni and the offensive coordinator, they listened to their offensive linemen and said, hey, we need to run the ball. Where is that this year? I mean, we're coming out every game and doing the most basic offense ever. And we have all this high-powered talent. We're not putting them in any position to score. So I'm very worried because everybody said, oh, we're going to dominate, we're going to dominate. We lost to the Giants. I mean, we lost to the Giants. And let's look at that game. And now everybody's saying, oh, we're going to destroy the Cowboys. Yo, I don't take any game for granted, especially in our division. So I think our offensive coordinator has to smarten up and start listening to his players.
Yeah, well, Jim, it's a fair point because that's part of my concern, too. Like, they came out of the bye and looked worse. Last year out of the bye, it started to turn the other way. And that's a credit to Sirianni and Kellen Moore, who was experienced as a coordinator before he got here. And, Jim, with the other thing to factor in is they did start to do a little bit different stuff, like in October with the under center and the six offensive linemen. But now even that's going to be more challenging to do because Lane is out. So they're going to have to, you know, Fred Johnson's going to have to move into the regular right tackle spot. So I don't know. I mean, Jim, 10 weeks is a long time to try to figure something out. It's just hard for me to expect this thing to magically get better here.
Well, in 10 weeks, we still don't snap the ball until after 5 seconds.
Yeah. Oh, right? Yeah.
And which drives me nuts because we come out of a timeout or a penalty and we still wait until after 5 seconds to snap the ball. And you play defense. Yes. If you know they're going to snap the ball at a certain time, doesn't that give the defense an advantage?
Well, yeah, because you're not. It's no surprise because you know they run out of time and you know the ball has to be snapped quick, so you can take those chances. Yeah, chances and try to snap. Yeah.
So the week that just passed, yeah, we did do a little bit of the hurry up and we were snapping the ball at like 10, 8 seconds, and we actually got some yardage on those plays. Why aren't they adjusting that and like getting the plays in quicker? And my last thing is for the contest is peanut butter and jelly.
You know what?
Peanut butter jelly time.
It's a Mount Rushmore one, Jim. I mean, that's as good. That's like the two words go together. You almost can't have one without the other. I like that one. Mark in Jersey is up. What's up, Mark?
Hey, what's going on, guys? All right, this is what I got. In the words of Aaron Rodgers, R-E-L-A-X. Just relax, everybody. They're going to be fine. This is the NFL. These guys scout, and think they know everything. But no, you got to keep some things to the vest. We know the RPOs are coming.
Are we holding things back, Mark? You think we're holding some offense back here?
Absolutely, because we're so much better than the other teams. Look at our
record. Come on. I mean,
look at our
Mark,
record,
if we were winning these games by 21 points, then I would say maybe you got something. We are barely squeaking out these games. Like, they could lose these games if doing what you're saying. That doesn't make any sense.
Trust me, it's going to be like Pearl Harbor in a couple weeks.
What?
Trust
seems
me.
Like a lot.
All right, but here's one thing that we
have to
worry about. This is what we need to worry about, okay? That's this player personnel director or the ball boy or whoever's complaining inside the center about Jalen. You got to be careful, okay? Because there's a flip side. What if Jalen's fed up? Didn't think about that. What about him being fed up with having a different O coordinator every year? Or what about him hearing all the nonsense? What if 2 years from now and we win another Super Bowl and he says, you know what? I want out. I want to go back to Houston. And we end up with C.J. Stroud or somebody. Better be careful, Philly.
So you think Jalen Hurts is going to ask for a trade because the ball boy complained about him?
No, I don't think that's...
Whoever it is, you know what I'm talking about. Look, there's only two voices that matter, okay? It's Howie and Jeffrey Lurie. All those other fools that are complaining are irrelevant.
Well, I agree, but guess what? We don't know how those guys feel.
Yeah, we don't know who complained.
Mark, all I know is this. The last time, and I'm not saying this is all Hurts' fault. I'm not saying they're going to move off of Hurts. The last time they had back-to-back games where they scored this few points, you know what they did? They drafted Jalen Hurts. Because the last time we had this bad offense in back-to-back games was 2019. They drafted a new quarterback.
You've got to be honest.
I just gave you fact. I mean, the last
time. You were the one telling us they're playing possum.
The weather definitely played a fabric.
Mark, we've also spent the last 3 days talking about how we have a Super Bowl defense. Now, Derek, who called in a few minutes ago, made a great point. Our defense benefited from the same weather that our offense stunk in. So, like, if we believe in the defense and we don't say the weather was part of it, we can't just throw out the weather with the offense. Like, they go hand in hand.
Again.
Okay.
R-E-L-A-X. We're going to be fine.
I got three letters for you, Mark. W-I-P. We don't relax around here, Mark. All right, Mark, what do you got for the contest? What's your answer?
I mean, first thing that comes to mind with me is Reese's peanut butter cup. So I got to say chocolate and peanut butter.
Chocolate and peanut butter. Yeah. All right, so peanut butter and jelly and chocolate and peanut butter, words that go together. Mark, we appreciate the phone call. I mean, Mark's taking your denial to a different level.
You guys think we're playing possum?
What do you mean? I don't think we're playing possum.
No, we're trying our best and barely scratching 16 points.
I'm being optimistic, though, because we are 8-2.
Again, but that is cope. I mean, you're coping today.
I'm not coping. I'm
Kyle, is this a cope?
Of course it is.
I'm being realistic in what I see.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so am I.
Well, I mean.
They do nothing well on offense.
There's a little bit of a struggle, boss.
Yeah, it's more than a little bit. All right, 215-592-9494. Elliot's going to join us on the other side. His take on all this more, the offense, Jalen Hurts, your calls as well. Do you expect this offense to get better? And two words that go well together for Combo-Con. 215-592-9494. We're live from Roost Pub and Kitchen in downtown Wilmington, part of the Bardea Restaurant Group on Sports Radio 94 WIP. FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is the number one sportsbook for same-game parlays. From points and rebounds to threes and assists, FanDuel is the best place to combine your favorite picks into a same-game parlay or track every stat live all in one easy-to-use app. And right now is the perfect time to join because new customers get $150 of bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So bet on the players you love the way you want. Head to FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to sign up today. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.